And so with resourcing, we're bringing attention to either the hands, the palms of the hands, or the soles of the feet. If your hands hurt, use your feet. If your feet hurt, use your hands. If they both hurt, find somewhere that doesn't hurt, that is more grounding place in the body, okay? The basic principles behind this, sympathetic nervous system, reactivity moves up in the body. You look at your basic startle response, and then what happens after that is we're adults, and so we go, I'm fine. And the nervous system is still, and it can stay like that for a long time. Even though we're walking around going, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. So there's a disconnect there. So these types of practices help that come down and move out of the body energetically. It's called discharge. From a Dharma perspective, I call it release. Again, the hardest part is just letting go of the adult mind that goes, I don't need this, I don't care, what's this all about? But just take a moment, either choose your feet or your hands, either one is fine. Whichever one feels more kind of grounding or supportive. And we're just feeling into the sensations on an elemental level. So earth element, do the sensations feel heavy or light? Water element, are there any sensations of flow or cohesion? Fire. Sensations of heat, warm, cool, cold. And the hands or the feet. And then air. Are there any sensations of tingling, vibrating, pulsing, vibratory? Air element. Numbness can be felt as well at times. Okay, so by bringing the mindful attention down to the extremities in the body, it's inviting the parasympathetic nervous system back online to settle and discharge and release. And it just takes repetition. I'm not going to like unwind all of our reactivity in one shot, you know, all of our old stuff. It takes time. It takes care. And for certain things, it takes professional support. It feels important to name that.